Hey, Maggie.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
So today we have Maggie C. Gates on with us, who is the author of The 700 Senses of Summer, which is your newest book. But you're also the author of the Falls Creek series and the Beaufort Poker Club. You have a ginormous backlist of books. And I just wanted to start off by, so this was actually our first book of yours, and I feel like it was like a great introduction to you and your writing. But my aunt and uncle about 3 years ago moved to Beaufort, North Carolina, and they have been like dying to get me to come visit. And every summer we make a plan, and then like something goes awry, and I have to like cancel last minute. But I am seeing them this weekend. They're coming up to New Jersey for a family member's wedding. And she's like, my aunt has just adopted North Carolina as her entire personality, specifically Beaufort. And so every time I was like reading it, I was like, oh my God, I have to tell her when I see her. Like, I have to introduce her to you now because like I was just like laughing the whole time.
I love that. Beaufort is one of
Beaufort
my
is one of
favorite
my
beach
favorite beach
spots.
spots.
It's where my
It's where my
husband
husband
proposed to me,
proposed
so
to
like
me,
it's
so like
super
it's
special
super
to
special
us.
to us. Yeah.
You definitely need to visit.
Yeah, they have like a little boat, and I'm constantly getting like videos of them out on their boat and like the horses like on like the island like running in the background. So after this now I'm like, okay, now I'm like getting a real itch to come drive down and visit.
Yes.
And I feel like North Carolina was like another character in this book.
Yeah, for sure.
I was here for
here for
that.
that.
So I used
So
to
I
live
used to
in
live in
South
South
Carolina
Carolina
for a
for
few
a few
years.
years.
I have
I have
family in
family in
Wilmington.
Wilmington.
I've
I've
been
been
to
to
Wilmington.
Wilmington.
So
So
I
I
was
was
like
like
envisioning
envisioning
the
the
street
street
they
they
were
were
driving,
driving,
the
the
street
street
she
she
was
was
driving
driving
down.
down.
But
But
I'm
I'm
like,
like,
where
where
is
is
she
she
going?
going?
What
What
street
street
is
is
she
she
taking
taking
off
off
of?
of?
But
But
I
I
feel
feel
like
like
when
when
you
you
move
move
down
down
to
to
the
the
South,
South,
especially
especially
when
when
you
you
have
have
like
like
a
a
beach
beach
town,
town,
you
you
become
become
the
the
beach
beach
town.
town.
Like
Like
it
it
is
is
one
one
with
with
you.
you.
That's
That's
how
how
New
New
Jerseyans
Jerseyans
are
are
too.
too.
Like
Like
we
we
are
are
New
New
Jersey.
Jersey.
That's
That's
how
how
New
New
Jerseyans
Jerseyans
are.
are.
Am I super lagged and delayed?
You cut out a little bit. But yeah, so have you always lived in North Carolina? Because I like, you know, like we were just saying, it really felt like a love letter to North Carolina in a way. I felt like you could tell that you loved the area. It really, it like I said, it really just felt like a like another character.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I've
I've
lived
lived
here
here for
for a little over 10 years now, I think 12 years,
okay.
something like that. But I've moved around a lot, and
So
so
everywhere
everywhere
that
that I've
I've
lived,
lived,
you
you
know,
know,
I
I
kind
kind
of
of
draw
draw inspiration
inspiration
from.
from.
I'm
I'm
writing a
writing a
series
series
now
now
based
based
in
in
Northern
Northern
Virginia.
Virginia,
Okay.
about the
About the
time
time
that
that
I
I
lived
lived
there.
there.
So
So
it's
it's
really
really
fun
fun
to
to
kind
kind
of
of
go
go
and
and
bounce
bounce
around
around
from
from
all
all
these
these
different
different
places.
places.
But
But
this
this
is
is definitely
definitely
a
a love
love
letter
letter
to
to
North
North
Carolina.
Carolina.
And
And I love
love the
the beaches
beaches there
there
so
so
much.
much. I
I think
think
they're
they're
so
so
unique.
unique. And
And
I think
I think it was
it was
just
just
really
really
inspired
inspired
by
by all the
all the
best
best
summers
summers you've ever
you've ever
had
had
going
going
to
to
the
the
beach,
beach,
wherever
wherever
that
that
is.
is. Yeah. I think like what Katie was saying before too. So in New Jersey, we're the Jersey Shore, not the TV show, but the actual Jersey Shore is part of, I think, every New Jerseyan's like summer growing up. And we try to go to the beach as often as possible. It's so I also felt kind of a connection in that way. But I just wanted to jump into the story as well. So I loved the like the letters like that she was finding from her from Crazy Aunt Juniper. What I guess inspired you to kind of write the story this way? Because it was just like so intriguing and so interesting.
I have to
I
admit,
admit,
this
this
is
is not
not
a
the
book
book that
that
I
I
intended
intended
to
to write.
write. I
I
plotted
plotted
out
out
this
this
whole,
whole,
you know,
firefighter
firefighter
romance
romance and
and
wrote
wrote
about
about
five
five
chapters
chapters
and
and
realized
realized
it
it
was
was
the
the
most
most
boring
boring
book
book
I've
I've
ever
ever
written.
written.
And
And
I
I
stopped.
stopped.
I
I
was
was
like,
like,
I've
I've
got
got
to
to
figure
figure
out
out
something
something
else.
else.
And
And
I
I
was
was
working
working
with
with
my
my
cover
cover
designer
designer
on
on
the
the
cover,
cover,
and
and
she
she
put
put
this
this
blue
blue
filter
filter
over
over
the
the
beach
beach
house,
house,
and
and
it
it
turned
turned
the
the
shutters
shutters
green.
green.
And
And
I
I
was
was
like,
like,
that's
that's
weird,
weird,
that's
but
weird,
I
but I
kind
kind of
of
like
like
it.
it.
And so I was like, well,
maybe
maybe
that's
that's
the
the
vibe of
vibe
the aunt,
of the
that
aunt,
she's
that
just
she's just
eccentric
eccentric
and,
and, you know,
herself.
herself,
And so what
and
else
so
could
what
she
else
do?
would she do?
And so that
And
turned
so that
into
turned
this
into this
whole
whole
mystery
mystery
and all the
and all
letters
the
and
letters
trinkets
and
that they find
trinkets
in
that they
the
find in
house.
the house.
Yeah, I felt like it like added such a cute spin to the story, because I know like when I started it, I was like, okay, it's going to be a very like spicy like summer romance with this like firefighter who doesn't love a firefighter. And then they find the first letter or transcript, which is what we find out eventually. And it like immediately like put a different spin, and I feel like made the story deeper and had a lot more plot than I was anticipating going in, which was like such a pleasant surprise.
I was like, when they read the first letter, I was like, okay, are we gonna get like a whole other love story? You had me like salivating. You, when I read the back of the cover, I was like, oh my God, I love an island read. I love a spicy little summer romance, a little mystery. I was like, is Maggie writing this book for me? And then you couple in like the letters, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm here for this. But I really thought you were going to take us down, not so much as like finding clues to lead you somewhere, but more of like piecing together letters of like a jilted lover. Like I had no idea where you were going to take this. I was totally convinced this was a whole other love story in the back end.
I had so much fun writing those letters. I got to flex my like historical romance writing skills, where it's just so fluffy and flowery. And I just sent over notes to my audiobook producer. And when it comes to those, I was like, have them go as dramatic as you want. They can just, you know, make it their own. And I'm so excited to hear those come in the audiobook.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I didn't even think about that, like how that would play out in the audiobook. But you said historical romance. So are you a historical romance fan?
I am. I'm getting there. I've recently started into historical romance. And so now I'm like all the way down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. They're so fun. I read, so when Bridgerton first came out, I read all those books. And literally over the last few weeks, I've been like trying to get back into the historical romance, because they're just something, like you said, it's like very like flowery, and there's something like so dramatic about them, but they're also full of tension and like really great banter. And I think that's why, like, I literally read two historical romance books before reading yours. So I feel like it was like this like little like segue, like, because we kind of got that in the manuscript.
I was also going to say too, like kind of pulling from the historical romance, and Teresa, we were weirdly just talking about this, how you obviously aren't jumping right into any kind of spice in historical romance. So it was like, that's what, I mean, we love a good tension point, but you wrote such incredible tension between Jack and Aurora that you were like, even though you were satisfied midway through, like just, you knew there was, it was like instant attraction, but not, I don't know how you did it. I don't know what you crafted, but I was like, oh my God, the tension between these two, like the pull and the tug, the teasing. I was here for it. But I felt like that historical aspect of the romance, because you're not like alluding right to something. It's like all this built up tension to it.
I had so much fun with Jack and Aurora because they're both going through it. She's at rock bottom. He's, you know, still kind of figuring out what he can handle in life. And while they have that instant attraction and that chemistry, they're both like in total denial. And I think that made it all the more fun, because you have those push and pull moments that really just add to the tension and the angst. And then once it hits, you know, it burns really, really hot.
Well, even like him spraying the cologne on her bed, like him taking his shirt off, I'm like, man, you guys are just hating each other the whole time. I like that they are both having, they have their own, I don't want to say baggage. I feel like that's not an appropriate term for what they're dealing with, because there's some stuff that they need to whittle through. But like, they both handle things so differently. Like, you have Jack, who becomes very protective in certain like emergency situations, but he like radiates such like positivity and like an optimism. Whereas you get Aurora, who screams a bit more realistic with like a little bit of the pessimist in her, because to kind of like be lifted up and to become something, to then just be like completely just like swiped out underneath you, like the ex-boyfriend, the publisher. So like, I also liked the renovation aspect, because it's like rage renovation, right? Like, it, like I could like feel her, like even when she was doing like her bedroom, I'm like, I can feel like the roller with the emerald green going on. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it really tied in nicely, but helped force them together. You delivered.
Thank you. I have to admit that a lot of the home renovation was inspired by a girls' trip I went on with some of my author friends, and we went to a rage room, and just being able to smash things was so cathartic. Yeah. And I was like, this girl, you know, she's been through it. We need to give her a sledgehammer and just let her go to town on this house. And like you said, Jack handles things so differently. He doubles down on his protectiveness and, you know, almost to a fault where it makes him close off himself to love. But eventually, you know, they do kind of come together and find that healthy medium.
Yeah. It was fun. You had me at the end. I was like, is this house going to sell? Is she going to, like, I kind of was like, what's going to happen here? Like, is she going to, she struck me as someone who, if you went the direction of like, there was going to be a sale more so than, spoiler, a fire. I was like, I feel like this girl has to sell it and leave. And then she would come back. But I liked the fire aspect. He got to have like his rescue moment with her, which I feel like that's all he wanted to do, right? Was kind of like rescue her from herself. So he got that moment. I feel like it almost opened her eyes up too. But then it forced like the mom and the daughter relationship again to kind of blossom. And like, that was really nice to see in the end as well, where like her mom was getting excited for her and with the deal coming through. It was, I really liked the flow of everything and how it all kind of came together.
Thank you. I loved the idea of the fire because like you said, it gave him the chance to rescue her. And we love, you know, a big swoony big boyfriend moment. But I think it also, she needed that reset where she really had to choose. She couldn't run away again. She didn't have anything tying her there. And so she either had to choose him or choose nothing. And I think that's what she was really struggling with at the heart of things. And when she realized, you know, at the end of the book, what she can live without and what she can't, it was really beautiful, you know, to see her run to him. And like you said, with her mom, I love that they were able to, you know, repair that relationship and find some common ground. And that was really, really fun and beautiful to play around with.
You bring up a good point because like, I didn't think of it in that aspect. Like you're right. She couldn't choose. So the fire, it made her like, you don't have a choice here. Like you do, but it's one or the other. I didn't think of it from that aspect. So that's, I mean, I enjoyed what had occurred, but I didn't think of it from that aspect. And same thing with the mom too. Like, I think that's so relatable for so many people out there that you have these familial relationships and family doesn't always necessarily mean everyone gets each other. Sometimes you're just so vastly different, and sometimes you move so far apart that you don't even know where that common thread lies. So it was nice to kind of see something deliver and then blossom from there. Like, she was coming down. Totally doesn't like faze me that Jack and her mom became like besties. The attack. I was like, that sounds about right.
No, that's so nice too, because I feel like, so I, the one thing that I loved so much about Jack was how the minute he like kind of makes his decision that he's like, this is,
yeah,
you're who I want. He is so steadfast in that decision. Like, everything that she throws at him and like the rejections and the fact that she's leaving, he doesn't falter. Like, he's like, I'm going to do everything in my power to make this decision easy for you to want to stay with me. And I feel like a lot of times in romance books, when you do have that character who's like very much like all in, there is a point when they like start to like kind of like also pull back. Jack was like the whole time he was like, I'm in. Like, I am in this. I am in it. And I know you brought up obviously him rescuing her in the fire, but one of my favorite scenes is when she's like, he's not coming home. She goes to the firehouse. He's in the hospital. And like, that to me was just like so solidifying, like the two of them. Yes, she was still kind of playing that like, no, I'm still leaving, but I was like, girl, you are so in deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so gone for this man. And I just like loved like when she's saying, like, you know, she walks in and like his face, like when he sees it's her, like it was just so, there was just like something about that scene that just like made me like so giddy.
I feel like I'm sorry. I know we just keep talking. I really enjoy this. I don't know if you're catching that, but
I love it. This is making my day.
Again, like, I went in thinking one thing, right? And I feel like each time I turned a page, I was like, okay, now we have the friends, right? So like another layer of plot. Like you have Drew, like, so another, like, I don't know, I just, like, you kept like adding. And I was like, I just kind of expected like a light and fluffy, which don't get me wrong, I love a light and fluffy type of romance, but like when I finished it late last night, and I never stay up late. Like I am an 8:30 bedtimer. I was up till 10. Let me just like, I am finishing this. This is so good. But I was like, that I didn't expect. And I loved it. It exceeded my expectations. I really feel like you wrote this one. I'm not kidding.
I had so much fun writing the girlfriends and, you know, their group chats. And the fun thing about it is that they're long distance. And so you never know when they're just going to pop up and show up. They're just a blast. And I think, you know, it was my love letter to the romance community, because so many of us have these long distance digital friendships, but they're so deep and so genuine. And those people really will drop everything to be there for you. And one of my favorite moments in the book is when they show up on her porch and they're just like, you can't quit us. And, you know, I think she really needed that community and that sisterhood. And that also continues into book three, which will be out in June. And I think it's like the perfect ending to the series, and you see them all really come together.
I know. Well, now I downloaded the first book because I was like, I need to know more about Miles. Like the little snippets that we get of him. I'm like, who is this man?
I'm dying.
Miles is one of my favorite characters I've ever written. He was a great leading man in 100 Lifetimes of Us, but writing him as a side character where I don't have to worry about plot, I don't have to worry about character growth, he can just be unhinged and hilarious.
Snapping photos
was my favorite thing.
Like the body backs out. I was like, this guy's amazing.
He was so funny. Like, and I feel like there are so many funny parts, and there's so much funny banter with Jack and Aurora. Like, It was like a very funny book, but there needed to also be the little Miles snippets. I feel like really like brought some of like the more heavier like moments. He just brought so much light to the story, and I was like, I need to meet this man.
Right.
So I immediately downloaded the first book. I was like, wait, I need to know more. I need to know more. But speaking of, so like you obviously have a huge backlog, like we said. Where did you find how did you come up with the idea for this specific series?
So the series starts with 100 Lifetimes of Us, which is bodyguard romance. They are all three leading ladies are authors. And so super cliche. I know. I couldn't do just one romance author book. I did three. I'm an overachiever like that. And so I loved just writing these scenes where these girls got together and they, you know, saw each other in a hotel lobby or they saw each other at an event. And I think I wrote 100 Lifetimes 2 years ago, about 2 years ago. And I've been kind of sitting on it since. And I was like, I don't feel like I'm finished with them yet. And so I wanted to bring in these girlfriends. With each series that I write, I really try to have a different angle, whether it's found family, coworkers, brothers, something like that. But I've never done a series centered around a girl squad. And so I thought that this was the perfect cast of characters to do it. And it really did kind of lend to some plot diversity, where nothing is based in the same town. It's not even in the same state, but it's the same core group of people. And so it feels familiar, but I can really play around with a lot of different things.
That's true. You kind of open yourself up to all the possibilities. But again, like, and I'm not trying to speak for you, but as an author, I would assume you probably have friends that span the US, right? So it's so relatable. And I think in this day and age too, especially you strike me as like a millennial. So we're like that generation where you're used to having your best friend down the street because that's how life was for you when you were growing up. But so many of us have now developed friendships where they're all over the place. But I feel like sometimes you almost feel a little lost with that too. Like you almost kind of question Like, is this normal? Like, is this like we're techie right now, right? Like, is me texting you 24/7 talking, but not seeing each other like a legit friendship? But I feel like that really shown in this to kind of show, no, like these girls are probably better friends than anyone else that she has within a radius of her that she can easily get to. Like you said, they show up on her front porch, but like, here, you know, you're not going to quit on us. So it was kind of like cool to read about that too, because it's just so relevant now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That was something that I really kind of harped on in book three when I was writing that. There's even a line where she's like, you know, I love them. They are like my sisters, but it's not the same when you can't pop over to each other's houses to have drinks. And then Willow, the heroine of book three, she gets her moment where they come in and show up for her. And so, like you said, you know, you kind of wonder sometimes because you're used to having people really close to you. Is it genuine? Is it real? And it really is.
Yeah. And I think too, in like, even if your friends live really close to you, if you're at different stages in life, like if your friends have children and you don't, or if, you know, I have like some friends who are still single and like, you know, different stages in life can also feel like distance. Where you love this person and you're there for them, but it maybe it's just like hard to really get together. But showing up in those moments where you know your friend is vulnerable, or in those really big moments when you're like celebrating a person, those are the like that's what means so much. And I like love that we got both of those instances in this book. So we got them kind of showing up for her when she's in a little bit more of a vulnerable situation, and they're kind of there, kind of forcing themselves. And then, you know, again, we get them at the birthday party where it's like one of those big moments that you want to celebrate with your friends, and they're able to see the progress that she's made on the house, and they're there to support her and love her. And I just like, I love seeing female friendship like that in books, because I feel like a lot of times, I don't want to say a lot of times, but in some romance books, you get like the other woman type of drama where there's like a girl who's trying to steal your man or whatever it ends up being. So I feel like it's so special to really get the female friendship aspect. I feel like it's just so important.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is, how many books have you written that are out? And then how many books are just sitting on your computer unpublished?
I've written 700 Scents of Summer was 19.
I thought you were going to say 700 at first. I was going to be like,
oh no. So this book was 19, 500 first editions, which will be the last book in the series, will be 20. And then I just finished book 21. And that one won't be out for quite some time.
You are
That's coming
busy.
Through a traditional publisher.
So busy.
Oh, congratulations. It's so exciting.
Thanks.
Okay, so 19, we're coming up on 20 in June, 21 written. I just feel like that, like, is your mind like constantly, are you just like constantly having ideas? Like, do you have like a notes app where you're just like, you see something and you're like, oh, this could be a book?
Oh yes, all the time. And if it's not me coming up with it, it's me and my author friends like texting each other TikTok videos being like, somebody needs to write this. And then we'll look at our schedules and be like, well, I can't, but you need to. So if it's not me wrecking my own schedule, it's them. But, I'm lucky enough to do this full time. And so I have a great team behind me that really just allows me to kind of sit at my computer all day and write, which is a huge blessing because my writing schedule has been very strenuous the last like 6 months.
This just came out and you have another one coming out in a month. I'm like, okay, like, do you need a break? Are you taking vacations this summer? I hope that you have some time to settle down. Okay, good.
So do you almost feel like you kind of put a little bit of you into this, the friend group? Because it's set, I would assume kind of you have your group chats going, the what ifs are spinning in your mind. Do you see yourself in that? Or did you put a little bit of yourself in that? I would have to imagine
so. Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It is, I kind of went into this, you know, having inspiration for each of the leading ladies separately, but when it came to actually writing them, it was such an amalgamation of personalities of, you know, pulling from my own personal experience or my own emotions. And I think that's what really grounds fiction at the end of the day, is those like little threads of reality that really kind of tie the story together.
So cool. What's been your favorite bit of either feedback or review that you've gotten for, like, doesn't have to be this series in particular, but is there like a review or something that someone said that has like stuck with you through this journey?
I feel like at this point, there's just an overwhelming sense of gratitude daily. Readers are so kind, and just taking a chance on indie authors. Earlier this year, I got to announce that one of my indie series got picked up for a trad deal, and then I'm writing a new trad series. And to be able to do that is a testament to the readers. Because as I've gone through that process, you learn how much people are watching you, but they're also watching your readers, and you're watching what they're saying and their feedback. And so there's not a day where I don't wake up grateful that I get to do this and that I have the best readers.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like the reading community, especially honestly, like thank God for COVID, because I feel like that's really when Bookstagram and BookTok really took off, and it really created this like beautiful community that we have online. And again, like if I just know, like prior to the pandemic, unfortunately, if I was like looking for a book, I would just see what was like best-selling on Amazon, or I would just like go to the store and like read blurbs in the background on the back of the books and like, you know, pick things up, which worked great. I was always a really huge reader, but with the community, I feel like it's introduced us to so many new authors that we've never read before, especially like indie authors who become some of our favorites of all time. Like a few months ago, we were able to interview Julianne. And again, we had like never read anything of hers, but we'd wanted to. So we like picked up one of her books and we read it and we interviewed her, and it was amazing. And now I'm like, oh my God, now she's one of my favorite authors. And like, again, we would have never had this opportunity potentially to even speak with you. And because we've built this like wonderful community of readers, I feel like it's really highlighting a lot of independent authors who maybe prior to like the social media boom of books wouldn't have had the same level of success. Like I think that you would still be successful because your books speak for themselves, but I think it just like opens the door to a lot of new readers, and I just like love that so much about this community.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. Have you done any like bookish events? Like have you been able to go to any we've only been to one, but have you like done any of like those kinds of events that have like maybe introduced you to a new author that maybe you didn't know before and like now you are like a fan of?
I'm not gonna lie, I pretty much keep to myself. I've only done a handful of signings because it requires leaving my house.
I don't want to either.
Super excited. I'm about to start traveling again for events next week, which will be exciting. But yeah, it is so much fun to go out and just meet people and, you know, make those connections with authors that you see their names on social media, and then you finally get to walk up and introduce yourself. And now, you know, we text daily and, you know, chat, and we have great relationships. And so I love getting out there. I'm super excited to do it some more.
That's so cool. We'll have to keep stalking your social media, see if you ever make it up to like the tri-state area.
Okay. So we know, like I was saying, we know that you have, the 500 first editions is coming out in June. Like you said, you have another book that will be published. We don't know yet. But what can you give us, I guess, just any teasers on like what to expect? I won't go too far out. Just any little like teaser for what we can expect in the next book.
So cover reveal and blurb reveal were today, so I can reveal a lot. The third book is Willow's book, and in book one, we have the bodyguard cliche. Book two is the dead aunt cliche. And book three is the romance movie cliche. So I like to say that it is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days meets Hitch. It is very like early 2000s rom-com inspired. The girls meet at a conference and they're all there hanging out at the beginning of the book. Willow meets her arch nemesis and they end up kind of getting into it on stage, which then ends up him kind of saving her and daring her to date him. So they end up spending 3 months together, going on a road trip, lots of bickering, lots of banter, and it is so much fun.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I read this 24 to 48 hours ago, so you'd think this would, you know, but everything just flies out. Couple in like sick baby and work, and I'm like brain dead right now. But you mentioned the romance movie trope in book two, and I believe you even say How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
Look at me picking up on that.
I love Easter egging little things like that.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay. Well, now
it's like so fun for a reader to like try to pick up on, because now I'm like, oh, like is she gonna put Easter eggs in this book for like the next?
Yes, there are Easter eggs in book three for things you'll see in the future.
I will miss
all. It'll be me like highlighting like every other like line. Like this sounds like it could be something.
We're so opposite. Teresa will highlight literally every single page, and I'm like, I literally the meme is that pig with his head out the window and his little like propeller like going. That is me. I'm just like here for the vibes. I miss everything.
I'm the same way. I'll read a book and enjoy it. It'll be amazing. 5 stars. I'll rave about it. And I can't remember a thing about it.
I don't get it. Why?
That is me too. But that's why I highlight everything. Cause I'm like, oh, if I like love this book, then I want to just go back and like reread some highlights to refresh my memory. Otherwise we'll be talking about like a book and halfway through, I'll be like, Katie, wait, what was the main character's first name? Like we're so bad.
This one was easy because Aurora, and she even met you, well, you, I'm saying Aurora, but it's mentioned in the book, like, I'm named after, like, a damn princess. And I'm like, yes, you are.
Yeah. And Jack is just such, like, a good, solid, like, man's name, which I think, like, Aurora mentions. But it's just, like, it's Jack. Like, I was like, finally, because I feel like sometimes you get these, like, crazy names. And I was like, Jack, a firefighter named Jack from the beach, like, I know this man.
Yeah. Yeah. He is every small town guy.
Yeah, so but in like the perfect I'm like just like thinking about him. There's before we let you go, I just because again, I highlight everything, so I was like looking through my highlights. When she says like she says something to him about like basically like you're like a lost puppy, like wait, like a little puppy waiting for like your owner to get home, cuz every day he's just like as soon as he's like home from work or as soon as she's there, he's like he's ready, he's waiting.
It's so cute. I've always loved like living the idea of living at the beach. That when I finished yesterday, I actually went on Zillow to look at homes near the Jersey Shore, and I immediately hit X because the price tags are astronomical. I proceeded to text my husband like, "Why did we move home from South Carolina? We were right there."
Well, we want to thank you so much for your time today. We want to thank you for coming on, but we want to thank you for writing this story. It was so much fun. We enjoyed it. And we like love talking to you. And when I come down to Beaufort, you're fine, Katie. When I come down to Beaufort, I think maybe this summer I will DM you. In the area. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Of course. Thank you so much. And congrats on this release. Yeah. Good luck on your next release. Like good luck on everything.
Thank you.
This was really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.